Tell me more about the legacy ramp that you mentioned. So this was a ramp that was built a long time ago and was actually underwater for quite a while.
Yeah, so this is interesting. It's been a fun little archaeological exercise and lesson for us. So we started to see these water levels drop to levels that we've never seen before since the 60s when the lake was being filled up. We found that these legacy ramps were popping up. So those ramps were built as temporary measures to be able to access the lake. And the reason I want to highlight that is they're not made out of cement. They're made out of a very thin layer of asphalt. And what's interesting is that as they've come out of the water, one of them, it surprised me, it still has stripes painted on them. Unfortunately, they're not that great. They're only about 2 to 3 inches thick. We're going to stabilize that to the degree that we can. And that should allow us to continue to allow recreational access onto the lake out of the Waweep area, which is adjacent to Page, Arizona. We'll continue to use that ramp for vessels 36 foot and shorter up until the time that we get another ramp completed.
So restoring the legacy ramp and building a new ramp, is it your plan that those are going to be the kind of the long-term ramps in the area? In other words, are you expecting Lake Powell's levels to stay at this level, this low?
You know, there's a lot of conditions that go into predicting what the lake levels will be. And you know, honestly, I don't think anyone knows right now, especially as some of the new laws regarding water use in the Colorado River are currently under development. With that said, I do know that the lake levels at Lake Powell will be lower, not just through the remainder of this year, but going into next year and potentially the year after that. So what I'm happy about is that we're finding these legacy ramps. We're able to construct new ramps. We will be regrading and building other ramps as well. Now it gives us options.
And let me just clarify that if you are headed to Lake Powell and you have a small boat, like a kayak, you can still access the lake pretty much at any of those ramps, right?
Yeah, if you have a kayak or a paddleboard or something similar, you have multiple options. The biggest limitation that we have right now are for folks that have their houseboats, their larger boats beyond, you know, larger than 36 feet in dry storage. Right now, they have a real challenge. They're unable, except for working with our concessioner at Antelope Point, there's really no way to launch those boats. And our concessioner is going to lose their ability to launch those types of boats probably within the next week to two.
William Schott, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Of course.